Wacky Africa.
Keeping you on the know and on the move.
We're continuing our series on 30 years of South Africa's democracy, and today we're looking at the work that the National Economic Development and Labour Council, also famously known as NEDLAC, they've just reflected on a project that they'll be embarking on, 30 years of democracy in South Africa. What they'll be doing with their social partners, they'll be committed in the next couple of months to consider the 30-year review that they've just released. It's titled the 30-Year Review Report of South Africa's Democracy between 1994 and 2024. Of course, that report is yet to be handed down to the new president of South Africa in September. So that review will look at the country's achievements, the lessons that have been learned, and what should be put in place forward. So that hasn't been released yet, but we spoke about the process of that. But also importantly, some of the work that NEDLAC does, we know that some policies are very central to them, and they actually have to go through their hands before they get represented to South Africa's parliament. In this part of the conversation, we spoke a little bit about a few examples of some of the work that NEDLAC does, some of the key issues right now that are pivotal in South Africa's public debate. Let's hear how the conversation continued. And let's go back to this 30 years of democracy and the project. What are you envisaging in this endeavor?
Well, what we really want to do is to, as much as we can, because over the last 30 years, yes, there are differences between the different constituencies, but on certain critical issues, there's also a consensus, or there's the ability to create a consensus about our achievements and about our lessons. And I think in terms of building social cohesion and providing leadership, it is important that we, business, labor, government and community, can agree on what our achievements are and what lessons there have been. You know, especially in implementation, we should be able to do that and to profile that. But the important issue is really planning for the future. You know, there is an ongoing dialogue in our society, including most recently by the former president, that says we need a national dialogue. And what I suppose we're doing in NEDLAC is looking at the key areas where there can be an important dialogue and where a dialogue will lead to a better outcome for all South Africans. So, you know, the areas that we're going to focus on are those areas where NEDLAC has historically been seized with. There's the issue of labor market, there's the issue of skills, high food prices. I can't say, because it's a project and, you know, there's going to be a participatory process.
Sure.
But those are the kind of issues where we could reach a consensus on, and not only reach a consensus, but also where we can say this is what social partners can do together. You know, we have seen, you know, more recently, what the dividends have been of government and business cooperation on issues of energy and issues of logistics. And there can be an enhancement of that and further areas.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, there's also a lot of things that NEDLAC deals with that also deal with the fragmentation that we see in South African society. Most of it's spelled by the inequalities and the social conditions of our country. In the past 30 years, it's been a challenge to deal with that unemployment figure. Wrestling with that, it must be a very difficult debate within the NEDLAC formation.
It is a difficult debate, and I think that if there was greater consensus on economic policy and economic vision and some of the key related policies, we may have been able to achieve more. But I won't say that, you know, let's not say that there is a single economic vision and you know, policy in South Africa, because there isn't. But what we try and do within that is, where are the areas where there could be a consensus? So let's take the issue of SMMEs. I think there is an acknowledgement by all parties that SMMEs are a source of employment. The difference is that some constituencies within NEDLAC would say that you must remove labor regulation to enable SMEs to grow. So we debate it and we engage it, but we don't always reach an agreement. However, increasingly, the biggest impediments to SMME growth is our weak local government and the lack of electricity and water and roads with potholes and so on. There we can agree, and there we can look at ways of working together to improve, as we do, access to electricity, improvement of roads and so on.
And I mean, the big issue right now that's creating even more division is the national health insurance issue. That one has been brought back into the public foray in terms of people saying, well, the president of South Africa is going to sign that particular bill. Have you guys engaged with that particular bill? And what was the stance taken on that?
Sure. So there was engagement in NEDLAC from as early as, I think, 2019, and then again, I think, in 2021, before it went to Parliament. We can't keep a bill in NEDLAC if there isn't, until there's consensus. Mm-hmm. So we have a protocol that says we can also agree on certain clauses and disagree on others. And the NHR was one of those. And as you can see, the disagreement, particularly, I think it's clause 34, which related to the role of private medical aid schemes, continued all the way through, from organized business all the way through Parliament, National Assembly, and NCOP. So, as I said, we're a consultative body, we go so far, but unfortunately, on this issue of the NHI, there wasn't a consensus. Not to say that as part of the process, there were inputs made by social partners into the draft legislation.
Let's speak about, the 30 years of democracy, Lisa. It is a very symbolic moment for us. I think a 30-year-old can be deemed as an adult, mature. Democracy is at a point whereby we can't be playing blame games anymore. The role of NEDLAC in testing that particular richness of whether our societal growth, how essential is it that we test that through combing out these discussions that you have through debate, but more interestingly through ensuring that we have all stakes of society who are part of the decision making process?
Okay, so I think that's quite a there's a number of assumptions. Some people will say that 30 years of democracy is a long period. Other people will say it's a short period. Some people will say we're still an emerging democracy. Some people will say that, over 30 years we've achieved greater cohesion. And for reasons including, I think you raised earlier on about the problems of inequality, we're a less cohesive society. The role of NEDLAC, I suppose, is constantly to reinvent itself, linked to the, and on the one hand, an NEDLAC can only do as much as, what happens in society.
Sure.
I do hope that the social partners and the leadership at NEDLAC is cognizant of the mood in their constituencies, is trying to be more towards, cohesion than not, and provide leadership rather than not. But it is a difficult issue.
Mm-hmm. Let's wrap it up in terms of launching this particular 30 Years of Democracy in South Africa project. Just laid out for us as we wrap it up how the process will be from here on. I know there's a lot of consultative processes that are yet to take place.
Sure.
And maybe others can actually participate and be part of this investigation.
Okay, so I think we're taking as our starting point the government review, the 30-year review that was released last week by the president and from the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. And we'll be having two working sessions with the leadership of social partners towards the end of June. We'll then be putting a report together which the government structures will approve and then we hope to hand over the report to the new government at our annual summit in early September. So it's really it's not an extensive process. It's quite a focused process to be able to make a contribution to the planning for the next administration.
Well, that's how we wrap up that conversation I had with Lisa Seftel, who is NETLAC's executive director, really reflecting on the council's significance in South Africa's democracy. Yes, the National Economic Development and Labour Council is as old as our democracy and always puts the checks and balances in the policy decision making in South Africa before it reaches the level of parliament. Well, that's how we wrap up that 30 years of South Africa's democracy series. We'll continue on the journey as we look back at the 30 years of South Africa and its new dispensation. Well, right now, let's move on to business news. It's 10:32 Central African time. Business news.